Hey friends, Robert Imbrielli here. The end of the week again. I wanted to just stop by and say hi and see how everyone is doing or how you have been doing and sort of give you some feedback, a little bit of things I'm seeing right now. One of the benefits, I was thinking about this week, one of the benefits of having gone through what happened in 2008 when the economy literally came to a grinding halt because of political instability, right? Higher taxes coming, promised. We didn't know what was going to happen. So that political instability in an economy is always a bad thing. And one of the things that happened back in 2008 is I had calls from clients and friends, and they were like, what do I do? And I didn't have great answers back then because I'd never experienced this before, right? This was new for me, new for everybody. How in the world do you navigate something that we have, you know, not had the opportunity to experience before? And it was kind of challenging, I think, for a lot of people to say, okay, what do we need to do in order to navigate this? And a lot of people trying to figure it out. It took about 3 years. By around 2011, 2012, people started to figure out and come out of it. I rented this office suite here in 2012. Most of them were empty along this part of the office park that I'm in. I think there was one person that had one suite, and I had the choice. I went in, looked at another, and I chose the best one. They were all pretty much the same price, so it really didn't matter much. And that was 2012. And things were just really starting. It took a while, 2013, 2014, 2015, we could start to say, okay, things are starting to come along a little bit better. But it was challenging. It was really challenging. It took a long time for the economy to really pick back up. But it taught us a lot of lessons, too. So one of the lessons that we had learned, and one of the things, probably the best advice that I could leave you or leave my clients with right now, is to really pay attention to you, right? Just like they tell you in the airplane safety presentations, right? Put your mask on first before you try to help somebody else. In an airplane, if you lose oxygen, you'll be unconscious like that, and you won't be able to help anybody. So if you help yourself first, you'll at least be in a better position. You won't be knocked out that you could actually help somebody else. And I think the same goes for right now. And what you need to do right now is just pay attention to you, pay attention to your finances, pay attention to your business, and look for where the opportunities are. Look, all our habits have changed. We're coming up on a year here. March 19th last year was when California got shut down. We're still shut down. We're still in the highest tier of shutdown. And, you know, we're talking almost a year here, another 20 days or so, it's going to be a year. And you look at that and you say, wow, have your habits changed? My shopping habits completely changed. How many times have I been out to restaurants since this happened? Zero. They've been closed. I haven't had a choice, right? I used to go out to a restaurant at least 3 times a week. So you think about those people, the wait staff, the chefs, all those people who are no longer working, all those restaurants. By the way, San Diego, 50%, half of all the restaurants closed permanently at this point, not coming back. Have your habits changed? Your buying habits changed? Absolutely. Got to put on that damn mask. I hate that mask so much, I will not wear it unless forced to go into a store. And if I go into a store where the mask is required, I go in, grab what I need, and I'm out of there as fast as I possibly can. I never used to do that. I used to go up and down all the aisles and shop and buy things I probably didn't need. So my buying habits have completely shifted, and I know I'm not the only one. I know buying habits of a lot of people have shifted. Like, for instance, I needed some paint the other day, and instead of running up to the local Home Depot, I went on Amazon, I ordered it, and UPS delivered it. Very different way of shopping today, right? So our buying habits have shifted. Our regular human habits have shifted. We have been told things like, if you love somebody, stay away from them. What universe is that true? Only in California, right? If you love someone, stay away from them. It's craziness, right? So we flipped the whole world up on its end, and now we're expected to think that things are going to get back to normal. There is no more normal. What we knew before 2020 is not coming back because it's been too long now. So our habits have shifted. The things we do, the way we do it, who we do it with, all of that has changed. And because it's changed, it doesn't come back. After, you know, you go a certain amount of time with a new habit, it's really hard to go find the old habit again. You have to shift everything again, and that's not going to happen. So what we have to do is we have to, remember I said, take care of yourself, but you got to look at your business, your coaching practice, whatever business that you're in, and you want to look at, what do I have to do to be able to move forward in this market? I have clients right now whose businesses have been totally wiped out, completely wiped out. They got a little bit of money from the SBA. They got a little bit of government help, and they're surviving And in the surviving process, instead of sitting there and going, woe is me, they're actually taking the steps necessary to reinvent themselves. Now, if I would go back to 2008, that's what I would have told everyone to do right at the start of that, is reinvent yourself. The economy shifted. Political uncertainty. We're back in a position where we have a lot of political uncertainty. We have a president in office who's signing executive orders that he doesn't even read. An executive order is usually like a page. He doesn't even read it, doesn't even know what they're about. They're putting them in front of him and he's signing them. Now, you might think, no big deal, but you don't know which one of those is going to impact you or your business. You don't know which one of those is going to impact the economy in a negative way. That creates uncertainty. When there's uncertainty, people hang on to their money, they don't spend it. People are not spending money. I don't make sales, you don't make sales. You don't make sales, I don't make sales. How do we eat? So we need to figure out, and this is what the assignment that you have for right now is, to figure out where that money is and what people will spend money on and do those things, sell those things, offer those services where people are going to invest. Now, lucky for us as coaches, not much has changed as far as clients hiring us, but the conversation has dramatically changed, hasn't it? It's no longer the same thing. We're not talking about relationship stuff as much. Well, maybe you are. But what you're talking about is, how do I deal with the fear? How do I deal with the frustration, the anger? How do I deal with these really strong emotions of things I can no longer control, right? That's a lot of the conversation I'm having with my clients. And they're asking a lot of business questions too. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. All I know is it's uncertain. And if it's uncertain, we take different actions. And if it was more certain, it's never perfectly certain. Certainly, it's the truth. But, you know, right now it's crazy out of control, right? So what we have to do is we have to take different actions right now. We have to look at what we can do to keep the ball rolling, to protect ourselves. So we want to put our oxygen mask on first, make sure we're taken care of, make sure there's money in the bank, make sure there's clients in the pipeline, make sure the business is doing what it can. And if it doesn't work anymore, then we need to be shifting gears really quickly in order to find something that does work. Now, for me, I'm going to be creating a new course. And it's called the Master Course to Financial Success. I'm going to be changing how I do those courses. In the past, it was 1 hour at a time, 1 hour blocks of content. And, you know, people's attention span isn't really there for an hour. If we were in person, if you could come to my studio and I could teach you in person, we can go 4, 5, 6, 8 hours, wouldn't make a difference. Maybe you'd be a little tired at the end, but you'd pay attention the whole time, right? But to a Zoom call, are you going to pay attention for an hour straight? Probably not. So what we have to do is we have to figure out a new strategy. So I'm reworking how that's going to work, how the course is going to be laid out. There's going to be different pieces to it. Some will be video, some might just be audio, some might be written, and it's going to be a combination of different things so it doesn't, in fact, get boring. So I've started that process today. I started work on that, and I'm going to share with you when it's ready. But it is a rethinking of what I've been doing, and not the way I would normally do things, but it's the thinking of today. And the thinking of today is, what do I have to do in order to make it different enough to make it still appealing? Because so many people are tired of the Zoom calls, right? I actually signed up for a few seminars where I paid money for them, and the day came and I got the notice that, okay, you got to be on, you know, this time, and here's the link and all the rest of it. And I just didn't feel like it. I really didn't feel like it. So I just ignored it and didn't log in. I think a lot of people are doing that. I think a lot of people are signing up for courses and they're just not getting on, because how many Zoom calls can I do? I've had like 5 today already. How can I do more of them, right? It gets boring after a while. It's the same old, same old, same old. As human beings, we're biologically wired to connect with other human beings. Love and connection is the number one biological need that we have. And when we're stripped of that, when we're told if you love someone, stay away from them, when you know, you're fearful that the human being you meet in the grocery store could kill you if they breathe on you, it's crazy. So everyone stays away. You walk in the stores and people see you and they go the other way. I mean, it's like, really? This is what the society's come to? It's horrible. So we've got to figure out what we can do to help in this situation, because it isn't going to get better on its own. Certainly not going to get better if you wait for the politicians to do it. They're not even following the science. If they were following the science, they would say, please don't wear masks. Masks just make it 4 times as likely that you'll get sick. True, they do. You go around collecting all those viruses on that mask, and what are you doing? You're putting the mask down, you're putting the mask back up, putting the mask off, taking it off, and, you know, by the end of the week, you've worn that mask all week, that thing's loaded with all kinds of viruses and all kinds of weird things growing on it. And of course, you're putting it right up against your mouth and you're breathing on it. So the mask is really dangerous. It's not a good thing to do. You know, if your politicians really cared about you, they would get rid of the mask mandate immediately because it doesn't help. Doesn't change anything. There's more people getting sick in the states that have mask mandates than those that don't. Common sense. You know, obviously the mask is part of the problem. So the politicians aren't going to care about you in the way that you need to care about you. So it's going to be on you. It's going to be on me. I got to take care of me. I got to do everything I possibly can to keep my health strong, keep my emotional well-being strong. And you need to do the same as well, because it isn't going to happen by waiting around for somebody else to do it. Right? It is incumbent upon us to take a stand and take care of ourselves and do what's really required, right? You know, if I walk outside and I don't have a mask on and somebody sneers at me, I ignore them. Not my problem. You know, you have a mask on. If you believe the mask is saving you, then that's your thing. My thing is I believe it's actually worse, so I won't wear it, right? And you've just got to be able to stand your ground on these kinds of things and figure out for yourself what is required of you right now. And if you need help, reach out. Reach out to me. Reach out to somebody and say, listen, I need help. I don't know what to do. Business isn't great. I'm struggling. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I'm fearful. Whatever the emotion is that's coming up, feel that emotion. Don't try to squelch it because it's going to come back to haunt you later on. So feel that emotion. Figure out what it is you're feeling and get the help you need to be able to move beyond it and to do things that will make more sense for you in terms of being able to move forward and taking care of yourself first. So I want you to be thinking about that this weekend, the next few days, really give that some thought. And then when Monday comes along, put a new plan in place. I'm putting a new plan in place. I've actually put several in place and I keep refining them and keep refining them. So I'm ready for the next phase come this Monday. Things are going to be a little different for me as well, because there are other things that I want to do and things that I have been doing haven't been fast enough, strong enough, impactful enough for me. So I need to ramp it up a little bit. So whatever you need to do, be free to do it. You know, we're operating in a new world, a new set of rules, and laws are changing faster than you can blink your eyes. There's new laws coming up. We may not even understand all the laws that have been put in place, probably for another 6 months to a year before we really recognize what's happened. But things are changing violently fast. And, you know, the question then becomes, how do you operate within all of this? And we're going to have to make changes to what we do, how we do it, who we do it with. And that's what I'm encouraging you to really be thinking about at this time. So go have a great weekend. Go do what you can. Think about your business. Think about what you need to do. Take care of you and do those things. Put that on your list as number one and get those things done, because you're the only one that can do it. Nobody else is going to do it for you. And when you do it, you're going to feel a lot calmer. You're going to feel a lot more certainty. And then you can show other people what to do as well. Thanks so much for watching. We'll talk real soon.